The last question for today comes from a listener in Columbus, Ohio, who didn't give a name, but it's a good question. Where does earwax come from? Does it serve a purpose besides making me feel filthy?
Making you feel filthy? Don't be ashamed of your earwax. It's perfectly natural.
Well, first of all, earwax comes from the ear.
From the external ear canal. People are confused about the ear. Some people think it's like this direct, you know, passageway to your brain. But, you know, there is an inner ear and an outer ear. The inner ear, basically the tympanic membrane separates them. So in the external canal, there are glands that produce this substance that's cerumen. That's another name for earwax. Actually, the cerumen is just a component of the earwax. It's also made up of some other stuff, dried skin, dead cells. And it all forms this kind of thick substance. It can actually be thick, wet, dry. There are different forms of earwax. And some people produce more earwax than other people.
And it's protective, though. Its function is?
It lubricates the ear canal. It protects from infection. It keeps debris from getting closer to the tympanic membrane. So it does serve a purpose. In most cases, there's nothing you need to do about it. The ear functions kind of like a self-cleaning oven. And it cleans its own earwax. Some people will form too much earwax, and there are different products that people use. There are some drops over the counter that people use for earwax that basically contain something similar to hydrogen peroxide. And there's a bunch of devices that doctors can use to clean out the ear. We actually see people in the emergency room who come in with their ears clogged with earwax for a cleaning.
Mm. Do you know that there are ethnic differentiations in the type of earwax people have? Asians and Native Americans have something called dry earwax, and other people have something called wet earwax. And the difference is mainly in the lipid content of each. Fascinating. Fun earwax facts.
Professor Lehner never lets us down.
And in medieval times, earwax was used to create a pigment that was used in illuminated manuscripts. I use it on skis in the winter, all sorts of things, making little Lindsay Lohan voodoo dolls.
I can't resist asking the Q-tip question. So, Billy, can you weigh in on the Q-tips cleaning out the earwax?
It's one of those things that people can't resist, but you should not use Q-tips to clean your ear canal. You clean the outside of your ear, but basically what you're going to end up doing is just sticking that wax back in, and you can actually damage the tympanic membrane. People rupture their tympanic membranes. They cause irritation in their ear canal, can cause infections. So really just try and resist that urge and just clean the outside.
But I have to agree with our listener in Columbus. I know it's not, as you explained, it's not filthy, it's not dirty, but it is distressing to see someone with a lot of earwax hanging out of their ears.
Jane, you are saucy today.
I don't know what sort of weekend you had.